Regularly scheduled meeting of the.
Dave's here, we can start.
Board of Commissioners of Meridian Development Corporation. Roll call, Commissioner Mueller.
Here.
Commissioner Vlasic.
Here.
Commissioner Byrd.
Here.
Commissioner DeBeard.
Here.
Commissioner McCarville.
Here.
Commissioner Ritter.
Here.
Commissioner Bevan is not here. Commissioner Bassalone.
Here.
Counsel Lakey.
Here.
Administrator Squire.
Here.
All right, we have a motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner McCarville and second by Commissioner Byrd, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That was unanimous, the agenda is approved or confirmed. Under the consent agenda, including the minutes of the July 25th, 2018 regular meeting and the July 2018 administrative report, we have a motion.
Just a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second. So a motion by Commissioner Ritter and a second by, or excuse me, by Commissioner McCarville and a second by Commissioner Ritter, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That sounded unanimous as well, that is approved. Onto the action items. First one's the consideration approval of the sub-recipient agreement for the Children's Museum of Idaho facade improvement grant corresponding resolution 18-034. Counsel Lakey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Put together the standard recipient agreement for our facade improvement program. I made a couple of corrections just to correct the address and Pat's title on the document, but the rest of it is our standard terms with the 50% at $21,929. So fairly straightforward. I'm happy to answer any questions if you have them, but Pat has had a chance to review and I've made those couple of technical corrections.
No one had any questions. We'll have you read the title of the resolution, I guess.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Resolution 18-034, Resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency of Meridian, Idaho, approving the recipient agreement attached hereto as Exhibit A between the Meridian Development Corporation and the Children's Museum of Idaho, Inc. for use of MDC Facade Improvement Program grant funds, authorizing the execution of the agreement by the Chairman and Vice Chairman, authorizing any technical changes to the agreement, authorizing the administrator to take all necessary action required to implement the agreement, and providing an effective date.
Thank you. I'll make a motion that we approve the resolution number 18-034 as read in by Council. So a motion by Commissioner Vlasic and a second by Commissioner Mueller. Is there any discussion? If not, we'll go to a roll call vote. Mueller.
Aye.
Commissioner Vlasic.
Aye.
Commissioner Byrd.
Aye.
Commissioner DeBeard.
Aye. Abstain.
Commissioner McCarville.
Aye.
Commissioner Ritter.
Aye.
Commissioner Bassalone.
Aye. Abstain also.
And the chairman is an aye, so that is approved. Thank you for your work on that, Chairman Ashley. On to the consideration of approval of the downtown sidewalk construction bid documents and corresponding.
Go ahead and Ms. on all.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this is the sidewalk project we went out to bid for in May of this year and received no bids. So we are taking another stab at this. Most of your packet is most of the documentation that will need to be a part of this this approval should we obtain successful bidders. But we are going to put this out to bid for next week and leave it open through the end of September with the hopes that someone will put a bid in it. And we granted some flexibility within the time frame as well, too, whether it's this fall or next spring from a completion standpoint, again, in order to hopefully be able to get a reasonable bid and at least a bidder. So that's the hope this time around. And these are the... I'm sorry?
I know we're asking for a bid, but does anybody have any ballpark guesses on where this is at?
So with our budget that we have carried forward from fiscal year 18 to fiscal year 19 for this item, we have $177,000, and that's based on the engineer's estimates.
Okay.
Again, that's one of the reasons why we left it open it longer. We're granting flexibility, hopefully that we can maintain that range. Any questions?
Any other questions for National Mutuality? If not, council, please.
Sure. Mr. Chairman and Commissioners, this is Resolution 18-035. Resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency of Meridian, Idaho, approving the bid documents for the East Carlton Area CDBG Sidewalk and Street Improvement Project, authorizing the administrator to take all necessary action required to issue the invitation for bids and implement this resolution and provide an effective date.
We have a motion.
I move that we approve Resolution 18-035 as written into the record by council.
Second. So motion by Commissioner Vasilona and a second by Commissioner Ritter. I keep getting you two confused down there. Careful.
I'm just envious, that's all.
Is there any discussion? All right, if not, we'll go to a roll call vote. Commissioner Mueller. Commissioner Vlasic.
Aye.
Commissioner Byrd.
Aye.
Commissioner DeVere.
Aye.
Commissioner McCarville.
Aye.
Commissioner Ritter.
Aye.
Commissioner Vasilona. Action on it this time. All right, on to public hearing of the fiscal year 2019 MDC budget.
Nope, we skipped an item, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, my bad.
We need to give Todd his glory.
Back to number 7, sorry. Consideration approval of the NAMP Meridian Irrigation District license. Revocation of corresponding resolution 18-036. This sounds exciting.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's not particularly glorious. It's an old license agreement that was in place on the Compass VRT property. For the development that was approved before we did the Compass VRT project that didn't come to fruition, a very old MDC project. And the license agreement was to do the irrigation improvements with the Nampa Meridian Irrigation District. When we did the Compass VRT building, we did a new license agreement to rebuild the irrigation line that runs under the parking lot. What this does is revoke that old license agreement just to clean up the title and get it off the property. And the new one is there and has been there and is completed. So, not glorious, but needing to be done just to clean it up.
Have any questions? If not, council, would you read the title of the resolution, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Resolution 18-036, Resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency of Meridian, Idaho, approving the agreement to revoke a license agreement between the Meridian Development Corporation and the Nampa Meridian Irrigation District, authorizing execution of the agreement by the Chairman or Vice Chairman and Secretary, authorizing any technical changes to the agreement, authorizing the Administrator to take all necessary action required to implement the agreement, and providing an effective.
Chair.
Go ahead.
I move that we approve Resolution 18-036 as written into the record.
I'll second. I was just going to have to clean up that crap.
That would be the sewer district.
Yeah. Sorry. A motion by Commissioner DeVere and a second by Commissioner Blasi. Is there any discussion?
I did not agree with the amendment.
Feisty group this morning.
All right, roll call vote. Commissioner Mueller, Commissioner Vlasic, Commissioner Byrd,
aye.
Commissioner DeVere,
aye.
Commissioner McCarville,
aye.
Commissioner Ritter,
aye.
Commissioner Vasilone,
aye.
And the chairman is an aye as well.
We've had Mr. Vlasic in too many meetings this week.
And he's drinking water,
yeah.
On his eighth cup of coffee. All right, now on to the public hearing for the fiscal year 2019 MVC budget.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this time you have a larger copy of the budget. I thought all of our eyes might be more appreciative of this go-around. Nothing has changed since the draft budget. This is what we have advertised. In your board packets, again, are the budget meeting notes that correspond to this. As last time, just to get it on the record, I'll run through the operating revenue and then the capital projects and stand for any questions, and then we can open it up to anybody in the public who might want to comment on it. That sounds like a good plan for everybody. I note the enthusiasm. So property operating revenue for fiscal year 19, we'll get property tax revenue at an estimated $1.5 million for the downtown district. We're estimating $390,000 for the 10-mile district, and that is carryover for fiscal year 18 into 19 as well for that number. Interest earnings is on our accounts, and that is roughly around $6,000. Our revolving line of credit that we have available to us from Washington Trust, should we need it, is $100,000. Lease revenue from 713 North Main Street is at $12. Just a big number there. Our grant revenue, just as we just spoke about for the fiscal year 18 sidewalk design and construction grant from CDBG for Carlton, is at $177,195. Grant revenue for the East 3rd Street design and construction for fiscal year 19 is $180,000. And our funding carryover, which a good portion of this is for Pine Avenue, is a little over $2 million. So we have total revenues and available cash at $4.4 million. Moving over to the flip side of this, for project expenditures anticipated for fiscal year 19, and again, we talked about this at the draft meeting. The concern this year is just more that we have a lot of things in flux. We don't have a lot of understanding as to what certain projects will entail, and we don't have those approvals yet. So we have some bigger buckets this year than we normally do. So the owner participation reimbursement to Brighton Corporation for 10 Mile is estimated to be $333,000. Remember, they get up to 90% of their reimbursement costs that apply for the specific plan. The partnership with the Meridian City Parks, the downtown tree replacement, is at $25,000. Our partnership with the Meridian Arts Commission for the downtown art wraps is at $5,000. Special projects, this is kind of the big bucket of things that we just don't know. And again, as I mentioned, you know, we're just kind of putting most of the dollars in here until we have some answers for some other projects. But we have a number of $916,685. Pine Avenue, this is dollars that are being rolled over from fiscal year 18 to fiscal year 19 because we won't receive the invoices by the end of this fiscal year for most of the project, and we're rolling over $582,000. The alleyway project grant that we talked about last go-round, we have $2,500 for that. The 9-mile floodplain, we're rolling over the $54,512 that we had allocated, that we haven't used for fiscal year 18 that we know we'll need for fiscal year 19 for some next steps. The partnership with the city for the Main Street Market at $10,000. Facade improvement program, we put another $90,000 in for this next fiscal year. And hopefully one of these times we'll actually utilize everything that we have within this category. The auditorium district contribution at $2,500. Public-private partnership, this is 703 North Main. This is our financial obligations to Josh Everett's for the development agreement that we have at $218,000. Property acquisition, these are things that, opportunities that may come before us that we're just not aware of at this time, $400,000. Fiscal year 18 CDBG sidewalk project, design and construction, $177,000, as we discussed a little earlier. Fiscal year 19 CDBG sidewalk project for East 3rd Street, the design. The CDBG grant was for $180,000. Engineer's estimates is at $350,000, so we would put in an additional $170,000 from this year's general fund. Union Pacific property lease, again, we are waiting on that number from Union Pacific, so right now we're just assuming a number of $10,000 per month for a total of $120,000. Union Pacific property improvements, we have cost estimates ranging from $1.2 to $1.5 million. based on certain aspects, and so I have put $500,000 towards those efforts. We decided 8% reserve based on estimated revenues, as we typically do. We did this only for the downtown district. For the 10 mile, there's really no reason to do so because we're only doing reimbursements based on revenues that come in. So there's no risk of going over. So that's $120,000 for that 8% reserve. Happy to stand for any questions that anyone on the board may have before we open it up to the public hearing. As of the beginning of the fiscal year, it will be $397,000. When we get our first revenue check, as we talked last meeting about potentially paying that off with that first revenue check, should we have the funds to do so, it would be about $379,000 at that time.
Commissioner Bassel, Mr. Chair. First of all, I want to compliment Ashley on this budget, especially the large print. I greatly appreciate it.
I need it as well, too. I notice.
But I want to make comment on the budget as a whole. Those of us who have been on this board for a few years know when we had a budget that had revenues of like $700,000 to $800,000. And now I'm seeing property tax revenue in the downtown district of $1.5 million, almost double. And I've been told through the years that budgets reflect policy, which they do. And I think it's a compliment to the history of this board that this district has done what it was intended to do: remove blight, increase property values for the people who own property in the downtown area, and make this a livable, family-oriented space for all citizens. And I think this budget reflects that. It doesn't just reflect an increase in money, it reflects the fact that this downtown area has been restored based on the policies of this board. And I think that should be noted, because anytime you know, I was once told with real estate, and maybe you're a real estate person, that if you have a good piece of real estate and it's well maintained, it should double in value about every 10 years based on normal inflationary rates, equity increases. That's what this downtown has done. And I think it's a tribute to the policies that this board has enacted through the years, starting with its inception, with our two leaders who've been here since its beginning. My comment.
Fair point.
Very good.
Any other questions or comments from the board members?
Mr. Chair.
Yeah, nicely done, Ashley. The only question, just clarification, so where we've got these larger, we can move those around as needed without.
Yes, as long as we don't go over our projections for total revenues and total expenditures, the line items within can shift. We have a little bit more flexibility than the city does on this matter.
If there's no further questions from the board, we'll open it up if any members of the public that are present have any comments about the budget. You're welcome to share them. If not, you don't have to speak up. Cameron, you got to say something back there.
Good.
No, okay.
Good to be with you.
Thank you to the members of the public that are here, too. By the way, we don't get people all that often, so it's nice to see just people here. Commissioner Byrd.
We're not going to have any public comment. We close the public hearing on the budget.
Okay.
Senator.
Do we need to roll call vote for that, or can we just do
voice
a vote?
Fine.
Voice vote. All right. So we have a motion by Commissioner Burden and a second by Commissioner Bassalone. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. That sounded unanimous. The public hearing is closed.
Mr. Chair.
Commissioner Byrd.
I move we accept the budget for fiscal year 2019 and send it forward and have the report. better.
It's the last one.
Press the pause button on that. So on to the next item, Council Lakey, do you want to read the agenda then?
Sir.
Go ahead.
This is Resolution 18-037, Resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency in Meridian, Idaho, to AKA the Meridian Development Corporation, to be termed the Annual Appropriation Resolution, appropriating sums of money authorized by law and deemed necessary to defray all expenses and liability for the Urban Renewal Agency for the fiscal year commencing October 1, 2018 and ending September 30, 2019. For all general, special, and corporate purposes, directing the chairman or administrator to submit the resolution and budget to the City of Meridian and any other entity entitled to a copy of the resolution and budget, and providing an effective date.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, Commissioner Bird, I move we approve Resolution 18-037 as read in the record by the council.
Second. So, motion by Commissioner Bird and a second by Commissioner McCarville. Is there any discussion? Call vote. Commissioner Mueller.
Aye.
Commissioner Vlasic.
Aye.
Commissioner Byrd.
Aye.
Commissioner DeBeer.
Aye.
Commissioner McCarville.
Aye.
Commissioner Ritter.
Aye.
Commissioner Bassalon.
Aye.
And the chairman is an aye as well. All right.
Well, I meant to have it at the last, and actually I had the original budget at the last meeting, but then the numbers changed that day and I didn't have a chance. Yeah.
Okay, so we are on to item number 10. The discussion items, Old City Hall RFP update.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, we had our big news on the RFP. We had our first meeting with November Whiskey and Pacific yesterday.
Monday.
So many meetings. It went well. We're halfway through. We have another one scheduled with the other prospect this afternoon at 1:15, 1:30. So we're going through that interview process right now. I think everybody in general was impressed from what we've heard so far from November Whiskey and their continuing ability to keep downtown and kind of buttons that we've been asking for as a group. So we'll see how this next one goes, and then we should have some kind of recommendation here probably in the next week, 10 days, for the next meeting. So other than that, just the normal items that we've been kind of carrying forward on the property side, but I think everybody was quite impressed. It's kind of the chicken and egg thing. I think if there was one discussion item is, you know, what do you bring in first into the downtown? Versus office, retail, you know, parking always has come up, but it's one of those things. I think we need people downtown to make everything else jive the way the downtown is intended to be. So I thought it was very successful. A lot of questions got answered. I think the right way. I think that developer also proved the financial ability to make that project work even with slim margins. So we're anxious to hear what the next developer will propose this afternoon. So,
did everybody get both copies? So everybody should have the few responses that we did receive. And yeah, I think in general they're both good options.
Yep.
Yeah. I think the one thing that we could note that came up in the interview that I think would be interesting for this board. They didn't put it in the RFP because they were still having discussions, but they have stated that they will take care of Unbound. And they have come to an agreement with the Library District Board. So I know that's something that was, I think, impressive to us and something that we wanted to see, but.
Rob, you were at that meeting also. Anything else that you might want to add?
Both RFPs are solid options. The presentation they gave answered a lot of the questions that we had. And I think after the meeting today, we'll be in a
Also, would just add, as far as the path forward, our hope and plan is we're trying to get a joint MDC City Council board, or joint meeting between this board and the City Council. And that would be the meeting where both bodies would hear the recommendations from the committee, have an opportunity to hear from the folks presenting their RFPs, and then see where it goes from there. But ultimately, the committee's decision would be a recommendation only, and this board and the City Council have to be in agreement on how to move forward.
What would be the, you say that the two proposers would be there at that meeting too. How would that go as far as what would they present?
Again, I'm just anticipating that. I guess this board and the City Council have the ultimate decision on how to proceed. But it would be, you know, an open meeting, so that everybody could certainly attend, whether how you get presentations from the people that submitted is up to this board and the council. Certainly, I anticipate the committee and or staff would give a presentation on the committee's recommendations and kind of how to proceed forward with the decision on the RFPs. But to what extent the City Council and the board want to receive a full presentation or a summary or whatever, I think that's an opportunity perhaps for you as chairman and the mayor to discuss how you may want to proceed with that.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Breslin. Todd, is that the public involvement meeting then? Would the public be able to weigh in on their likes or dislikes for these two proposals?
Mr. Chairman and Commissioner Bassalone, again, that would be up to this board and the City Council. It would certainly be an open meeting. An open meeting doesn't necessarily require that there be public comment, simply the ability for the public to be present and observe. But I know we've heard from, for example, the DBA is interested in providing some comments on some of their thoughts and priorities. So I think it would be a good opportunity for public to comment if they want. But again, Mr. Chairman and Mayor, that would be up to you all.
Mr. Chairman, my second question is, once you hold this meeting today with the other party, what is our timeline going forward in terms of possibly enacting one of these as a negotiated settlement of sorts?
I think the plan was to, maybe by the 21st of this month, have that joint meeting and make that recommendation. And then the next meeting after that would be to what, the City Council?
The 21st would be the joint meeting between the City Council and MDC, hopefully, knock on wood, and hopefully getting a decision that night. May not happen in one meeting. But once we do get a decision, then it would be negotiating an MOA, a memorandum of agreement between the city and MDC in terms of being able to get the property in whatever the conditions that comes with it. And then it would be negotiating between MDC and the successful responder for a development agreement similar to what we went through with Josh on 703 and 713. So there's some time that would have to be had in order to get everything in place. So probably, I think our goal is to have this done by the end of September, but end of September. But just because we know that time frames are very, very limited in terms of getting plans, permitting, being able to go out to bid based on the schedules that are being proposed and putting them in the best potential situation too when they do go out to bid.
Both proposals right now are kind of slated for a spring construction time frame to get started, given the rest of the year to get all the legal stuff, plans done,
entitlements
through the city, entitlements, all that kind of stuff, and then actually they're starting to scrape for doing some work.
Are you ready for the new construction cycle?
Both of them planned on a 2021. One was later in the year, one was later in the year. So those were the two time frames that we've heard so far.
Thank you.
everything we can to create success for the responders, so.
Are there any other, oh, Cameron, you wanna?
Mr. Chairman, just real quick, just a quick comment, thanks to this board, and certainly those that have participated, Rob and Steve and staff, obviously, but this is a big lift for the committee, it's a big time commitment, and obviously we'll be going forward with this board too, but just I know that that's much appreciated, that shows a lot of what's being done and what's being invested, not just in, you know, dollars, so to speak, but the human capital, the commitment, the unity between the committee that's formed and also going forward between the city and this body speaks volumes to what we're trying to accomplish as a huge asset to the success of it. So I just, mm-hmm. again, kudos to those that have participated. Appreciate the commitment.
Well, if there's nothing else, we'll move on to the next item, the 10-mile update.
Mr. Chairman, I did not receive an update from Brighton Corporation. I don't know of anything to update on other than we just know this month we'll be receiving a reimbursement request from them that we'll start analyzing and hopefully process by the first part of the of October. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, last page of your packet are the upcoming meetings. Some cancellations just to note, on the 13th, the PR committee will be canceled just because I know we're going to have some significant absences. We had anticipated up until a couple of days ago to have a groundbreaking ceremony for ProBuild on the 14th. Their national headquarters has decided not to do so just because they can't get the folks here that they would like to have here. And then they decided they would like to do something bigger when the project is completed. So that has been canceled. And then there is a very strong likelihood we'll be canceling the property committee and the parking committees just due to a number of absences. Everybody's trying to get that last vacation in before the school year starts. So I will make sure to let you know for sure within the next day. Runs through Labor Day weekend.
Okay. So we're approaching the end of that.
We are.
Mr. Chair, can we get an update on the vandalism on Idaho Avenue?
Vigilante parking, we're calling it.
Yes, Mr. Chair, members of the board. The weekend after we approved the MOA with the city for the joint striping agreement for Idaho Avenue, someone took it upon themselves between the hours of 7:30 on Saturday evening and noon on Sunday to spray paint parking lines that are angled on the north side. I was asked yesterday how MD...
Why did you do that?
No, it was a confession.
I initially thought it was funny, too. My first reaction was to laugh. My second reaction was, crap, this is going to take a lot of time and effort and try to figure out who did this, who's going to take responsibility for it, and we're obviously going to have to fog seal it again, or there's going to have to be some sort of sealing. Upon conversations with our code enforcement officer, learned that ACHD would have to be the one to file the police report because they technically own the right-of-way. They filed the police report last Friday. We should be able to get a copy of that this Thursday. and their ACHG is evaluating their options as to what to do in terms of resealing Idaho Avenue. So that's kind of where things stand at this point. Hopefully we don't have to incur that cost for the additional sealing. Fingers crossed on that. We are still slated to be our engineer on site the week of the 13th to put together the design concept, and they were on vacation this week, and then hopefully be able to get this in place by September. So,
Mr. Chair, why would we be responsible for fog sealing?
That's just something that was mentioned, that there may be some cost incurred, and so that's what we're trying. I'm just trying to work through that process with ACHD right now, and John
just
Watson.
Tell them we don't know the street.
And I've made that comment. I also checked in with all the businesses along Idaho Avenue, one, because I was trying to see if anyone had a camera that would maybe catch who might have done this. And unfortunately, the cameras that are available with businesses don't extend that far out. And so we just have been able to narrow the time frame based on conversations. Well, that's what I was planning on addressing,
okay.
So that's, I'm good, thank you. Well, no, because the ACHG would have legal recourse to be able to charge that individual or individuals for the cost of going back and resealing Idaho Avenue, so it is pertinent to the conversation. Yes, and the handicap sign has been taken down in front of Generations Plaza where we had the one space. So signage is missing as well.
And obviously, you got to something to cover them up because you can't use those lines, so there's going to be cost to paint over it or whatever
mm-hmm.
it is to fix it.
Yeah, they are substandard.
But that again should hopefully be ACHD, not us, because
yes.
It was vandalism to their property, not our fault.
So are they going to try and solve it before they do something? Or can't they just charge if they finally find the person that did it? Can't they just bill them?
That would be my understanding. That's what I would think.
Or maybe it's too logical.
But yes, I had a council member ask why MDC did such a horrible job, and I explained to them that this had nothing to do with MDC or its contractors or subcontractors.
When we said why.
Is there anything else for the order?
Really?
It's fine.
If not, we have a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
That is unanimous. We are adjourned.
I know.
And maybe he didn't say exactly that, but the insinuation was there. No, because he wants that handicap parking space, so I don't think it's Dean.
Somebody
took a long time to do that.
I believe it was 20 years ago.